Hey, how's it going? Spencer here. I'm here with Jasmine, who is here to show off her Gossip Girl app right here. So what was the inspiration behind your app?
It came to me in a dream, actually. I woke up one morning and I was like, I have to do it. It's based off of the TV show Gossip Girl, which is kind of old, but it does the same functionalities as what it does in the TV show.
Got you. So do you mind, let's do a little demo of it really quickly?
Yeah, so what I'm gonna do, you wanna make a new account for yourself?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm gonna take your picture.
Okay.
And what we can do is we can sign up for your own account.
It's a weird lean back, I'm not sure, but I'll go with it.
You okay, like cool. it?
Yeah.
And then we can, what do you want your username to be?
Let's do S-L-E-E-T, Sleet. Let's go with that.
All right, and your email?
Let's just do test@test.com, why not?
Okay.
That's good old fashioned web develop testing right there. Love it.
And then your password?
ASDF all the way.
ASDF?
Yeah. What you gotta do.
Alrighty. Uh-oh.
And, oh, what?
Oh. Alrighty. Oh,
no. Maybe it doesn't like my ASDF. Do I need to put something more?
Yeah, I think so. I'll make password.
Yeah. Let me see.
Okay, there you go. So you made an account. So what you can do is you can make your own post.
Okay.
So what do you want to say?
Hello from the CS50 fair.
Hello from the CS50 fair.
Let's go with that.
And so I can post that, and I can see your new post, and it'll be right there with your little profile picture.
Beautiful.
On it.
Nice.
Yeah. And so the other feature of this app is that there's a map feature, and I already gave it permission to view you, and that is where we are right now. And as in the classic Gossip Girl app, if you spot Serena Vanderwoodson, the main character, you can say that you've seen her, and then it automatically makes a new post that says that you've seen her.
At those exact coordinates.
Those exact coordinates. And what's really nice is that on the simulator, it keeps updated with the same database, so it also has the same post.
Fun. Was there any like complexity that was surprising when you were integrating this backend and like making that live updating go on?
I wanted to pull my hair out, trying to figure out how to use Firebase. Firebase is like the new, it's like Google's API, and you can store all the posts on there, all the profile pictures, which is really hard because all the posts and all their content can be stored in a database. Nice. But when it comes to profile pictures, you can't store that in a database because it's more like photo data, and you don't want to like put that much in a database, so I had to use storage instead. And trying to figure out how to use that was really confusing.
But interesting.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. So what inspired also to do an iOS? What drew you into an app?
Yeah, I felt like everyone was gonna do web, so I just wanted to do something special. And I felt like, you know, in the future I might make another iOS app again. So
awesome.
I feel like it'd be good to keep those skills and use it for something else.
Absolutely. It's always cool, the fair, because people are able to kind of stretch what they know and what they're able to do.
Yeah.
And sort of like play around with new technologies. So it's cool to see that.